2 Corinthians chapter 2. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. Because if I make you sorry, what? Oh, is he then who mech, esme, glad, but the same who is made sorry, by me? And I wrote this same to you, lest, when I came, I should have sorrow from those of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. B. Cow. Say, out of much affli. C. Shun. And anguish of heart I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but T. Hat you might know the love which I have more abundantly towards you. But if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but in P. Art, that I may not ov. Urcha. RGG you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted by M. Any, so that on the contrary you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with too much sore row. Therefore I urge you that you would confirm your love towards him, because for this purpose I also wrote, that I might know your proof, whether you are obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also, because if I forgave anything to whom I forgave it, for your sakes I forgave it in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage over us, because we are not ignorant of his devices. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel and adore, was opened to me by teach, lore, I had no rest in my spirit, because I did not fin, Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from there into Macedonia. Now thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ, and reveals the aroma of his knowledge by us in very place, because we are to God a sweet smell of Christ in those who are saved and in those who perish. To the one, we are the smell of death to death, and to the other, the smell of life to life. And who is sufficient for are these things? B. Ikas. We are not as many who corrupt the word of God, but of sincerity and of God. In the sight of God we speak in Christ.